Good evening. Tonight on KTMO, we have something rather special for you, a little different. For the next hour or so, we're going to take a break from the country music for what we call the Trivia Bowl. Trivia swept the country a few years ago, of course, but like surfing and disco, we wanted to wait a couple of years after it died out before we took a chance on the Trivia Bowl. With me this evening is our panel of trivia aficionados from the KTMO newsroom, our own Tom Colvin.
Good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time it is. Hi,
thank
everybody.
You, Tom, for being here. It's a pleasure. Dress was optional, obviously.
Thank you.
And a man who for a number of years was a career consultant, Tim Conway, Jeff Wheeler. Managing his own career now. And from our accounting department, soon to be appearing at the Rio Hilton, Johnny Numbers.
Glad to be here.
Okay, and you have a flight out of Memphis about 11:45 tonight. I hope you make
that.
We'll
leave here.
Okay, how does the Trivia Bowl work? Well, our panel has prepared a number of trivia questions dealing with everything from motion pictures, sports, television, comic books, to music and Saturday morning cartoons. They'll be tossing out questions as we go along, and we invite you to call in with answers and hopefully some questions of your own. Our telephone number is 888-4944. That's on the bottom of your radio now. If you'll look down, you'll see where that's coming across. And we'll be glad to take collect phone calls. Is that all right, John?
To win anything?
No. Remember now, the best trivia question is one that leaves you snapping your fingers and scratching your head because the answer is right on the tip of your tongue. In the event that our judges feel your question is illegal, immoral, or we simply don't know the answer, you'll hear this sound. Now, let's get the first KTMO Trivia Bowl underway with our answer to Jimmy Olsen.
You didn't introduce yourself, first of all. I want you to take credit for being
here. I'm going
to
see how the show works, Tom. And if it's doing all right, in an hour, we'll introduce myself.
Is the show going to be over at Dark 30?
It'll be over at Dark 30 tonight. Dark 30. Tom, you want to start us off and toss out a question for the panel?
Okay. David Janssen played Harry O, along with several other characters on television series. I want to know who starred as the Detective Lieutenant Manny Kulin and Lieutenant K.C. Trench on Harry O. They were the two detectives that worked for several years with David Janssen on Harry O. Name the actors who played the lieutenant named Manny and the lieutenant named Trench.
All right. I want to remind, before we go to Jeff Wheeler, remind you that if you have an answer, or better still, if you have a question for the panel here, call us at 888-4944. Our area code is 314, and we certainly welcome you out-of-town listeners. This is all for fun, of course. I do have some prizes, but it's going to take a particularly good question or answer to win one of our prizes. That'll be a very arbitrary decision on the part of our judges. Jeff?
Motion picture question. Who was the male actor played opposite Marilyn Monroe in the motion picture 7 Year Itch?
Okay. Good question, Jeff. And Johnny Numbers.
Yeah, Steve, the Lone Ranger, they've made a movie of that now, apparently. Got me to thinking, of course, everybody knows the Lone Ranger's horse's name. But what are some other famous cowboys' horse's names? We've had this one before, I think. Gene Autry's horse's name.
Okay.
Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Tonto's horse's name.
Almost
said it.
Almost said it
right. Tonto's horse's name.
Yeah.
Or how about Hopalong Cassidy's horse's name?
They all had horses, and the horses obviously had names. Good
first
question.
First name only.
First name only on the horses. Fine. My first question goes along with Jeff's. What was Marilyn Monroe's real name? Now, biographers tend to take two different views of this, but I'll take either one of those. What was... Well, I almost did it, too. What was Marilyn Monroe's real name? 888-4944 for any of you just tuning us in. This is the Trivia Bowl. This is a little something that we've been wanting to do here on KTMO for a long time, and tonight's the first night, and this is probably going to last about 6 minutes, so if you want to get in on this, call us right now. Good evening, the KTMO Trivia Bowl.
Yes, I'd like to answer to the questions. I'd like to answer the questions for the horses.
The horses, all right.
Gene Autry's horse was Champion.
Gene Autry's horse was Champion.
Uh-huh. Roy Rogers' horse was Trigger.
Yes.
Hopalong Cassidy's horse was Topper.
Fine. Now, before you answer the last one, are you getting some help from your mom?
Yeah.
That's perfect, Laura. What's your mom's name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis what?
Speaks.
Phyllis Speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where do you and your mom live?
About 2 miles south of Kennett.
Oh, well, it's
close enough.
Good to have the Speaks family. Now, the last one.
Tonto's horse is Scout.
Okay. Fine.
Very good.
Very good. And what's your name?
Kelly Speaks.
Okay, great. Do you have a question for the panel?
Mom gave me this one. What was Rex Allen's horse's name?
Rex Allen?
Mm-hmm.
Rex Allen. Hold on just a second. We're going to consult here.
Boy.
Was it Vince Scully? We don't know that. What was Rex Allen's horse's name?
Coco.
Coco.
Uh-huh.
Coco. Terrific. Tell your mom that if she had been on the air, she would have won some nice prizes, but since she made you call in, you don't win anything.
Ask her the dog question that John had.
Okay? Huh. Okay, thank you. Hi, Trivia Bowl.
Hello.
Yes?
I'd like to answer the second question you asked.
Okay. Could you speak up just a little for us?
Yes. The answer to the second question was Tom Ewell.
Tom Ewell. What was the question? I forgot.
Who played opposite Marilyn Monroe in The 7 Year Itch?
Fine. And what is your name?
Frida Davis.
Okay. Fine, Frida. You've won a nice prize. We have an autographed picture of Bobby Unser and Victory Lane following this year's running of the Indy 500.
Great.
We'll be sending that along. Do you have a question for the panel?
I can't think of any right now.
If you do, call us back.
I sure will.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is how the Trivia Bowl works. This is just what we had in mind. If you've got a question for the panel or an answer, give us a call at 888-4944. We do want to stress that this is all for fun, folks, and some of our prizes are not entirely test too, are not entirely on the up and up, so don't stand by your mailbox.
Stand by your van.
You can thank you, Tammy. And do you have a, since they answered your question.
Yes, another Marilyn Monroe question. Who were the two male stars that played opposite Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot?
Okay, two very famous, well, would I be giving it away if I said actors?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Tommy?
Okay, David Janssen played Harry O. He was assisted during the run of Harry O. by two police officers, a detective lieutenant and then a lieutenant. Detective Lieutenant Manny Kulin.
Kind of a Spanish-American type
right.
person?
And then Lieutenant K.C. Trench took over after the character Manny left the series. And if you can name the actors that appeared in those two roles, okay?
Okay, fine. John, your question got an immediate response.
All the horses, they knew all. Do they? But a side question, I guess, after Tom's. Tom Ewell was on a popular, extremely popular detective-type show a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Would they know?
Right.
He was a character. I think his name was Billy, wasn't it?
Right.
He played Billy on a detective show several years ago.
Okay.
They know what
Good
the
question.
Show was.
Good question. Still looking for Marilyn Monroe's real name, and I have five or six other Marilyn Monroe questions, but since you're asking a lot of those, I think I'll pass and go on to a movie question. The first couple here I have are movie questions. Guess who's coming to dinner? The movie. Where was the last movie starring Spencer Tracy and Katherine Hepburn? All I want to know is their first movie together. Okay? 888-4944 here on a Tuesday evening. On the KTMO Trivia Bowl. Questions and answers, it's all for fun. We'd love to have you join us. If you're calling long distance, want to call, collect, fine. 888-4944 is the number. And let's see. Yes?
Well, I was going to say, Tom could throw out a hard one this time. He had an easy one the first time.
The one about Harry O.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's tell you what let's do. Let's have Tom
do you
throw
know
out
the
a,
answer to those?
Let's Before you do, Tom,
okay.
Let's give one more person a shot at this, and then we'll start giving them some answers. Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, this is the Trivia Bowl. Thanks for calling.
This is Willie Borm out of Blytheville, Arkansas, and we're listening, and we was going to answer the question, give you Marilyn Monroe's name.
Can you turn your radio down just a smidgen, Willie? I think we're getting a little feedback.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Yes, what was Marilyn Monroe's real name?
Norma Jean.
Okay, Norma Jean Baker or Norma Jean Mortensen. There's a little difference of opinion on that. Very good. You have a question for the panel, maybe?
So we were just listening, and we have a liquor store revival, and we were just listening, and knew Marilyn, but we don't know her last name.
Well, either Baker or Mortensen, depending on how you look at it. You have a liquor store there in Blytheville?
Yeah.
Okay, drinks are on us. Just set them up for everybody. Thank you. Glad to have you listening tonight.
All right. We listen every night.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, KTMO Trivia Bowl.
Hello, I have a quick call for anyone from Pam. Will you pay for the charge?
Sure will, operator. Thank you. Hi, Pam. Where are you calling from?
Huntersville.
Oh, good to have you.
I want to know who played up Marilyn Monroe in Some Like a Hot.
Yeah.
Okay, one of them was Jack Lemmons, and the other one was Tony Curtis.
Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, absolutely. Great. How about a question for the panel?
I don't know of any.
You don't know of any?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, are you a country music fan?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you knew that, I've got a nice prize for you. 2 weeks at the Mel Tillis School for Famous Auctioneers. Okay? We'll be sending you all the information to get you signed up. It'll be the last 2 weeks in August.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
couple of our
trivia boy.
Life, didn't they?
The detective show that Tom Ewell played on was Beretta.
Tom Ewell played on Beretta?
Right.
Very good. Who's this?
Pat Marshall.
All right, Pat, question for the panel, maybe.
Oh, gee. You took me by surprise.
Well, if you think of one, you call us back.
For okay, Steve.
Wait a minute. Tom has a follow-up question for you.
On Beretta. What on was Beretta. The theme song and who sang it?
What was the theme song for the TV series Beretta and who sang it?
Oh,
gee. You can, if you hum it, we'll give you half credit.
Oh, I can't even think of.
Okay. Think about it and call us back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, KTMO Trivia Bowl.
Yes, I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
And I want to win a prize. I've never won a prize in my life.
Okay. Fine.
All right, the first question is, on Leave It to Beaver, Beaver and his friends and sometimes his family go to a certain lake. Do you know the name of the lake?
Beaver and his friends and family go to a lake?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the lake?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Don't you think this sounds like a winning question?
It does.
I really don't have that time to settle.
Yeah, I don't know that we would, most of us are working people.
Oh,
what is the name of the lake?
Cedar Lake.
Cedar Lake, John says.
I thought John would know it. Friends Lake.
Friends Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you've stopped the panel, and for doing that, we have something extra special for you. That's Incredible Camera Crew is going to fly to your city. Where do you live?
Right here.
Okay, and they're going to film your wedding night. Okay, it'll be on in September, second week in September.
Well, then wait, I have one more question.
Okay, but gee, we can only give you one prize.
Okay, that's enough. That's a good one.
Okay.
Name the movie John Wayne has been killed in.
There's a lot of controversy about that, but we'll give you the ones we can think of. The movies John Wayne has been killed in.
Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Wake of the
Red Witch.
Iwo Jima.
Sands of Iwo Jima.
Now, he died in the Shootists.
He died in the Shootists. Would you give us credit on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, how many are we looking for?
Oh, I've got two more.
Two more in which John Wayne died?
Mm-hmm.
He did not die in Rooster Cogburn.
He did not die in True Grit or Rooster Cogburn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For the sake of time and our reputations, we're going to give up.
This anonymous party that I'm calling for says the Fighting Seabees.
The Fighting Seabees. The critics killed him in that, but I don't think he
had to die. Okay.
You said there was two more. What was the other one?
Well, I had True Grit, but John says not.
How would he come back and make Rooster Cogburn if he died in True Grit? Okay. All right. Okay, look, somebody, a producer from That's Incredible, will be contacting you.
All right. Thank
okay?
You.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. KTMO Trivia Bowl, hi.
Hi. On the trench on Harry O.
Oh, I see they've got a payphone back in the southern kitchen. That's good.
Anthony Zerba.
Zerba, okay.
Anthony Zerb?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
I don't know the other one. And let's see. Is anything else outstanding?
Is anything else outstanding?
Any questions?
Jeff's rather proud of it. Well, I don't remember what we've got out. Let's see.
No, I don't.
No, I don't think we have any others out, and we'll give you half credit on that.
Okay. What is the play, and written by whom, about Marilyn Monroe?
What is the play?
The Fall.
The Fall?
Not quite, almost.
Wait a minute.
After the Fall?
After the Fall?
Right.
John Robison, congratulations. What was the second part of your question?
Who is the author of the play?
Arthur Miller.
Right.
Who was very close to.
Yes.
To her.
Who's a co-star?
As was Joe DiMaggio, I think, wasn't he? Or
yes, very.
Somebody else? Okay, what was your other question?
Co-star in Niagara. The male lead
Joseph
in the movie.
Cotton.
Joseph Cotton, says John Robison. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good questions. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Now we know one.
All right. He's here.
That's why we have our account
that's
up here.
That's why he's got that video recorder, too.
That's what I love about the South. You're listening to the KTMO Trivia Bowl. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Tom Colvin, Jeff Wheeler, Johnny Numbers, and Steve Mays with you this evening.
Is this show free tonight, or...?
Is this free tonight?
Yes.
Very close to free
Very
tonight.
Very close to free.
We're going to get them hooked. The first one's free. Next week it'll be sponsored up to here. Tom?
Let's clear Harry O. question. Detective Lieutenant Manny Keelan, played by?
Henry Darrell.
He's
on High Chaparral.
High Chaparral.
But he doesn't have a Mexican name. That's a trick question.
Manny?
Manny no, on the show.
Manny?
Yeah, but...
No, his real name.
His real name.
Henry Darrell, right.
Oh.
Okay.
Fine. All right. If you have a question for the panel this evening, folks, give us a call at 888-4944. We have some... What I think are some fun prizes. We spared no expense to to come up with tonight's prizes.
Is John Davison going to be there with the crew on that? That's incredible. Or
if Kathy's coming, I'll be there also.
Kathy Crosby will be coming to Tom's house.
Hi, Trivia Bowl.
You know Henry on Flo?
Henry on Flo.
Oh, Henry, who goes to Mel's Diner on
yeah.
the show, Flo.
Okay.
Do you know what he does for a living?
What does Henry do for a living? Now, are we talking about the show Flo?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or
Alice.
Or Alice. Alice. Okay.
Telephone operator.
The telephone
repairman.
Okay. I just want to know if you knew that, but do you know what his wife's name is?
Do we know his wife's name? You set us up.
Always talking about his wife.
Yes,
he's always talking about his wife. We're drawing a blank on that.
Chloe?
Uh-huh. Okay. Where are you from?
Here.
You're from here in Kennett? Well, then this prize is going to be very, I think, appropriate for you because you and are you married? Okay, you don't have to bring your husband, but you and a friend will spend three exciting days running the rapids on Snipes Slough right here in Kennett.
It's almost even, though.
Yes, it is. We're going to be putting in up on the north end of town, and you might, bring a camera or something.
I've got one more for you.
Do you have another question?
Uh-huh. Okay. For the same prize.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out which floor George Jefferson lived on?
What floor does George Jefferson live on? Wait a second.
He told it last Sunday night.
Is it 12B?
12B?
I think it's 12D.
12D.
12D. Floor.
Congratulations.
We are watching that.
Stab his way through that, just so in case you caught.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right. 888-4944. Our Trivia Bowl will continue here in just a moment, right after these important messages.
For Dr. Pepper, the Little River Band.
You can run your business in one of two ways.
John, run up to the Warner job, check out the materials they need, then go to the Taylor job and get Mike to take the truck out and pick them up. Then
or you can stop wasting manpower, gas, and time with a GE two-way business radio system. It doesn't make economic sense to have personnel racing back and forth between the office and job sites. All you need is a little communication with a GE business radio system.
Your local GE dealer is Communication Services in the KBOA building, Kennett. Call 888-5813.
8:25 on the KTMO Trivia Bowl. Something new tonight. We're going to have country music a little bit later, but we have Tom Colvin and Jeff Wheeler, two fellows whose voices are very familiar to you, and if you've received an obscene phone call from John, you probably recognize his voice. We've got a listener who's been waiting, so let's go right back to the phone. Thank you for holding on.
Yes, can you tell me where Rancho Deluxe was filmed?
Where Rancho Deluxe was filmed?
Children.
Are you looking for a state or a city or what?
Santa Fe.
What is Rancho Deluxe?
Okay, well, how about Santa Fe, New Mexico?
No.
Okay, how about giving us the answer, because we don't know.
Montana.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Mississippi.
Close. Okay.
Rancho Deluxe, for those who don't follow, was a movie starring...
Elizabeth Ashley Bottoms, I think.
Okay. 888-4944. If you've got something, if you've got a question or an answer for the panel tonight, it's all for fun, folks. Don't take this too seriously. And don't forget, the best trivia question is one that everybody goes, oh, wait, don't tell me, I know that, and then can't think of.
Trivia Bowl,
hi. Hi, call for anyone from Bonnie Crawford. Will you pay for the call?
Certainly, operator. Thank you.
Hi, I'm over in Rector, and I heard the question, who sung the song, the theme to Beretta?
Yeah.
And that's Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Hi.
Absolutely. Very good.
Okay.
Do you have a question for the panel, perhaps?
No, not really. But I'm at work, and I'm listening to your program. Took time out to call.
Where do you work?
A Town Park Motel at Red Arkansas.
I've spent a lot of pleasure evenings there.
Come on out. We'll feed you some good food.
Do you remember I signed in as John Smith?
Oh,
that's me. Been there dozens of times. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr.
Bye-bye.
This is John Smith.
Right. Now, fellas, this is a family show. 888-4944 is the number we got, folks, in Rector and...
In Blytheville.
In Blytheville. Wherever you listen.
I think we should throw out a baseball question or two.
Okay.
No pun intended.
Take a quick call.
Oh, I thought this was Trading Post.
Well, that's close enough.
Hey, listen, got one for you.
Okay.
Who was originally picked
you know, the originally to play the main roles in High Sierra, the Maltese Falcon, Casablanca.
Who was originally picked to play the leading role in...
You know, they made Bogart famous in his most famous roles.
Was it all the same person?
Was it who?
Was it one person who was originally...
Yes, one person was picked for all of them.
The Maltese Falcon, Casablanca, and what else did you say? High Sierra.
Play the lead roles?
Somebody whose name would be immediately recognizable to us?
Oh, yes.
James Cagney?
No. He just died here several months ago.
He just died several...
Born 1895, played the tough guy role all the time.
Played tough guys. Not George Rapp.
Oh, yeah.
No, George Rapp?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, John Robinson says he didn't die recently.
He did. I was thinking of
that. Of course, John's been out of...
Oh, no.
John's been
George Rapp. <Jackson. laughs>
That's excellent. Who's this?
That's Joe Walker.
Where are you from, Joe?
I hear Kenneth.
Okay, you probably think you've won something nice, and you're right.
No, I've been listening to you all night. I ain't heard nothing nice so far.
Well, guess what?
What?
Are you sitting down, Joe?
Yes, I'm sitting down.
You're going to be blindfolded, given a shopping basket, and 5 minutes in the dressing room of the Solid Gold Dancers. How about that?
Blindfolded, huh?
That's right.
My hands are going to be tied.
Your hands will be tied. Enjoy yourself, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
You think that one wasn't tough to arrange? 4944. You got a baseball question, Jeff?
Yeah, in 1964, the Cardinals made a big trade with the Cubs. Well, I want to know, and should be fairly simple for baseball, for Cardinal fans particularly, at least one player going each way.
Okay.
Two players involved.
There are
the players
there
involved
are
in the trade.
Eight players
major
involved.
Cub, major Cub and a major.
People, hi.
Steve?
Yeah.
Whenever they talk about this comic shop been in the papers and more, there's Little Orphan Annie.
Little Orphan Annie, right.
Now, she had two people who usually helped her. What were their names?
Asp was one.
What's the other one?
You're talking about the big... hold on a second. You're not going to count Daddy Warbucks, huh?
No, we can count him if you want to. But
you want to count Sandy the dog? He helped.
Yeah, that's the
Punjab. Punjab. Mm. Aspen Punjab.
Yeah, you got it right there.
I spent a lot of hours with Little Orphan Annie. Over to Motel and Record.
Everybody with you?
No. Just the Trivia Bowl Squad. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
888-4944 is our number, and... again, for you country music fans, this is something we promise not to do very often, but we'll have country music for you a little later this evening.
I can't see that they wouldn't enjoy this just as much.
You think?
Yes. It's a fun time for all of us.
Okay, fine. Who does not have a question out? Tom?
I got another baseball question. Since 1976, ABC started doing primetime baseball coverage on television. Four former Cardinals have served as color men on the play-by-play color announcing teams. Can you name the four color announcers that they have had? Okay.
They've stopped
from the Cardinals.
ABC doesn't do that anymore, do they?
What do you mean they don't do that anymore?
They don't have Monday Night Baseball anymore, do they?
It's coming up.
Oh.
Yes, it comes
up. What are they waiting on?
All right. Jeff.
Strike?
Johnny Numbers?
John.
You guys want to step on a hole? Johnny Numbers.
Yeah. He's talking about country music. Purple People Eater was sung by a big country Western star, wasn't he?
Wasn't he?
Jeff, I'm looking at you.
Depends on how you look at it.
Who sang Purple People Eater? And the hint was he was on Rawhide.
Okay.
And what was his pseudonym?
Yeah.
Very good. The one lady who called and asked if we had any other questions out, I didn't notice, but I did have one that she probably would have been interested in. The movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was the last movie starring Spencer Tracy and Catherine Hepburn. Also had Sidney Poitier and who was the young girl, the daughter? Was that Catherine Ross?
Catherine, no. Something was her niece.
Well, what I'm looking for is Tracy and Hepburn's first movie together. A really easy one if you ever watch any old movies.
Trivia Bowl High.
On who sang the Purple People Eater? Wasn't that Sheb Bully?
No, that was Ben Colder. I'm sorry. yes, it was Sheb Bully.
Thank you.
Now listen, there's a bonus question. Have you ever been to Paris? Paris, France.
No.
Would you like to go, all expenses paid?
Well, of course.
Just sing the entire song.
I'm afraid they would just you off the air.
Put the trip to Paris back.
How about a question for the panel?
In the movie Big...